Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wikicuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the Wikicuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Behind the Screen Movie of the Week. I am Dan.
I'm Austin.
I'm Angel.
And we are live tonight. You can join us. Call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. That'll bring you into the studio with us. We are not broadcasting tonight on Facebook Live, because we're not. But you can still find us on Facebook at Behind the Screen Radio Show. Type that into the search bar. Give us a like, share, and a follow. Also head on over to Wikicuriosity Media's Facebook page. Give them a like and a follow. Head on over to the website, www.wikicuriosity.wixsite.com/WCMedia. Check out all the cool things on our website. The link is on all of our Facebook pages, so go check it out. You can also hit up our YouTube channel at Wikicuriosity Media. You can find us on iTunes at Wikicuriosity Media. Just type in Wikicuriosity Media and then search for the show that you're looking for. They are all in alphabetical order with oldest shows up top, newest shows down at the bottom. It's just weird. You can catch all of our archived shows at blogtalkradio.com/WikiCuriosityMedia. All right, I think I got through that. Okay, so one thing I forgot to do was a sound check. Completely and totally forgot to do the sound check earlier.
Are we working?
What's that?
Are we, is it coming through?
I would assume so.
Yeah, cool.
But anyway, it's been a little while since we have done a movie of the week. And it's our shows from behind the screen have been a little spotty here lately. Mostly because of scheduling conflicts and stuff like that. But we're on. And I'm glad that we are back on the air. And I guess we are really back on the air. Anyway. Anybody have anything interesting?
Well, I mean, we haven't been on the air in a while.
It's been a couple weeks since we've done a movie.
So we've had Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
You know, we didn't even talk about Thanksgiving. We've come into Christmas season.
Yes, we have.
So a lot has gone on, actually.
Yeah, we did go on a week hiatus for Thanksgiving, which was good because we needed it.
And we'll be going on hiatus again in the next week, 2 weeks for the Christmas season.
Yeah. Yeah, roughly 2 weeks, about 13 days.
Yeah.
Is when we go on hiatus. It's our annual hiatus for Wikicuriosity. We do it every year. We do about 3 to 4 weeks where we just kind of focus on family and, you know, things that we've got going on in our households. and just kind of, you know, let everybody focus on their holidays and stuff.
Take a break. Take a mental break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this hiatus will actually see us doing a lot of changes.
Transitioning. We'll be transitioning over to Twitch. And we will no longer actually be officially broadcasting on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
So you'll have to follow our Facebook pages to get links to the Twitch shows. Oh, God. And we will see you on the other side is basically where we're coming from.
Yeah. Yeah. We've, you know, had long discussions about this probably over the past year and a half, 2 years.
I mean, it's unfortunate. We've been with Blog Talk for a long time. Unfortunately, they chose to change their platform and their rates, and it's not...
It's not beneficial to us anymore.
Well, it's not... making money. It's costing us a lot to broadcast here.
And we're not reaching the audience that we want to reach.
Yeah, so...
We're hoping
time to move on to bigger, better things. So we appreciate Blog Talk. It was a great starting point.
Yeah.
And now we are moving on to something hopefully that will take us further.
Yeah. And we will keep our account with Blog Talk. That way we still have all of our archived shows on there.
Yeah. We'll keep our account on the lowest level, though.
Yeah.
We won't be broadcasting from here.
No. No. But we will be keeping the account active.
What's fun, though, is when we do, like, Twitch and Discord, things like that, we can do marathons. So, like, when we're looking to raise money for things like Toys for Tots or Christmas Families or anything like that, we're there. We're there wholeheartedly live.
Yeah.
Whether we're rotating hosts in and out, you know, which I think would be super fun to do, like, say, a 48-hour marathon. And just rotate people out to raise money for something like Toys for Tots or the Angel Tree so that we can make an impact because that's what really we want to be able to do.
Yeah.
The fuck? It's a marathon.
Where we don't go off the air.
A live stream.
Yes, a 48-hour live stream.
Yeah.
Nobody calls it a marathon.
Well, that's what we used to call it back in my day.
What did you go live on next?
Usually it was TBS.
Right?
It was a telethon.
Yes, they'd go
all
fucking night. Yeah, it'd be a 24-hour
telethon. For 3 days, they would be up and doing their thing.
It'd be a 24-hour telethon.
I am not that. I don't have that kind of stamina. We would have to do like 48 hours, and we'd have to rotate hosts out. Like, we'd have to shove
in
the middle of the night.
None of us in this family can run. Well, we don't even run after kids.
But, you know, it'd be really fun to do something like that and do a live video
where,
you know, you can see, like, the breakdown of the progression of the bus getting tired.
Fuck this shit.
Somebody's on the bike trying to keep going. I'll do it for 5 minutes if you just donate $20.
For every dollar donated, I will do 5 minutes on the bike. Fuck, somebody donated.
That's a lot of dollars. No, I'm not. No, that's a minute on the bike. 1 minute, $1. That's all you get.
Torture equals charity.
Somebody donated $100.
It's 500 minutes right there.
So we had a really...
That's 100 minutes.
I'm not...
It's 500 minutes.
I am not...
You said every dollar was 5 minutes. She
changed it.
A dollar a minute.
Wow.
Not going to die. I would die.
I could just die.
How many donations do you think we're going to have?
I don't know. I'm going to buy next
Christmas. I'm just going to sit on the bike with my feet on the pedals. Like, come on, people. I'm fat. I need the extra
You're
time.
You're going to be that guy at the school fair that's at the dunking rink?
I'm really hoping by next Christmas between, you know, building an audience on TikTok and building...
the listener base on Twitch.
Well, getting over fear of being on camera.
Yeah.
And then building a listener base on Twitch, that between the two by next Christmas, you know, we can do something like that and do something great.
Yeah.
I didn't want an actual breakdown.
It was a rhetorical question.
That wasn't answering you. Anyway.
Anyway.
So Thanksgiving was super fun this year, though.
It was.
It was actually a really good day.
So this year, your co-host, Danielle,
yes,
got to experience Thanksgiving with us.
Full on, because she did not have the kind of glasses up there, so she was alone.
Yeah, yeah, with us. And this was a very different Thanksgiving for us.
It was. It was.
Somebody forgot the deviled eggs.
I totally went to the table, did not have deviled eggs, did not have Austin's stuffing. Like, I felt lost for about 30 seconds. I didn't know what the fuck was happening. I didn't go in and scoop deviled eggs real quick and put them on the table. I didn't know what was happening. Maybe it was the day drinking. I don't know.
I made my own stuffing.
You did.
It did not take up.
It was stuffing,
it was
water, stir, microwave.
It was a moment. That was the worst moment of Thanksgiving.
I
will
say
that.
We don't do stuffing inside the turkey because I would.
Well, because you don't want to die. Okay, we stuff that bitch with butter and onions. That's what you got.
Yeah. So turkey turned out good.
Which was really funny because for like hours, those onions held every bit of butter and juice inside that turkey.
Yeah.
She was not bursting.
No. No. But yeah. So this was definitely an interesting Thanksgiving.
It was.
I don't think we've ever laughed that hard at the dinner table ever.
Listen, I'm just going to put it out there that I've never in my life, and I've known him for over 20 years, have never seen the Godfather actually bust out laughing to the point that he was. I have pictures for proof for later.
Yeah,
he was.
Like, He wanted to hold it in, and then he couldn't hold it in, and then nobody held it in, because everybody was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That was very funny.
I have a picture of Austin on the floor. Laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
All thanks to our 10-year-old, by the way. And
No. It started out with Austin.
It started
with Austin just knocking over the cup of utensils.
Which I was really surprised that Danielle wasn't just like, what?
she was laughing. That's what started all of us laughing. And then his continued antics continued us laughing.
You know, mental health matters in this house.
Yeah. And that's what got the Godfather laughing. And then, because the Godfather was laughing, apparently he had to get up and use the bathroom. And in his stint at the bathroom, the 10-year-old reaches across the table to knock said cup of utensils that was picked up graciously by Austin and sat next to him so that she didn't have a chance to get back at him, but she chose violence.
She always chooses violence.
And literally knocked it across the table while yelling, fucking karma.
So in those moments of parenting 101s that people don't agree with, I don't care. It was funny. It's funny. She was being cool.
In her defense,
she asked permission.
She asked permission while you were, like, crying.
When did she ask what?
She did.
She's like, can I say a bad word?
I was like, oh, my God.
And this angel was like, I don't care. That's when she literally reached across the table.
Yeah, she's tiny.
Yeah, had to, like, reach across the table. Good thing she didn't touch any food, though. And
hit that cup perfectly.
Not just tapped it on the top and let it fall.
She fucking...
No, it went...
Leave that bitch
flying across... It went flying across his plate, across the table, and into the kitchen.
She said, fucking karma. Take this seriously. Like, you're so funny. I don't care what any of you think. I love my kids.
I'm surprised you didn't say fucking karma, bitch. Because that would have been hilarious.
She only asked for one word. And she even tells her friends, because she was in the back seat telling the same story, and her friend was like, just say the word. What was the word that you said? She's like, oh, I can't. I'll get in trouble.
The thing is usually when she asks to say a bad word, usually it's damn or hell or bitch or shit.
She dropped the F-bomb.
Dropped the F-bomb.
She threw the F-bomb across the table.
She yeeted the F-bomb across the table.
It was a great Thanksgiving.
Too.
You should hear your son.
I don't want to hear him. I'm just going to let it, like, I like to pretend like they're angels, like most of you bitches, and my children do no evil, okay?
Every once in a while, I play video games a lot more often now, because I got a really nice video game from Jovi. It's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. And so I've actually been up in the room, and every once in a while, I hear behind me, what the fuck?
That is a good thing, though. Listen, coming from the parent that just recently checked his Discord conversations, and mind you, the other person in the conversation was really fucking weird. His thing is definitely, what the fuck?
He just says that. He says that while giggling.
And I would be mad, except that he has literally, all of them have grown up in a military household. So they have a Marine who only uses the F word every other word. God damn it. And a dad who also drops the F-bomb quite a bit. And a mom who talks like a sailor because she has been married to these two men over the course of like 20 years.
Almost 20.
Over 20.
Yeah.
You know, she got married after I was a baby.
I got married by a second.
Yeah, fertilization, whatever. So not over 20.
You were married to him for how long?
2001 until what, 2009?
Okay, 2008. So 2001.
2008.
Nope.
No, I would have been 7.
Okay, so you married him 2001.
That actually kind of
right?
fucks with my brain.
Hold on, I thought it was
10 years, but every time I have to tell the story, I realize it was only 8 years.
Okay.
8 years.
Well, yeah. Okay, so you married him 2001.
Yep.
And you and I are together in 2010. 21.
Yes.
Right now. So over
it's
the course of
years.
Exactly 20
yeah.
years between him and me.
It's been nothing but military life for me. And so, I don't make friends easily because I cuss a lot and have tattoos.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't actually.
It does. So, what?
No, it hasn't been 20 years yet.
Yeah, it's 2021.
No, because there was no. Because it hasn't hit the full year of 2021 throughout. Or
I'm just saying, it's been basically 20
yeah.
years.
Yeah, because you and I have been married 11 years.
Yeah.
And we were married to him for 9.
Yeah.
And there was a...
I was married to him for 8.
For 8. And there was a year
in between.
Yeah.
But I was still around both of you.
Yeah. Where you and I were talking
yeah.
and then courting
yeah.
and then engaged.
He was not courting.
Somewhere.
He did not court me.
I courted you.
That was the dumbest word ever.
I courted you.
Okay. He let me drive his car.
That's courting you. No, I let you take it back to Oklahoma.
And get pulled over in it.
Yeah.
And let your daughter put something all over it.
Yes,
so was it legal tint in Kentucky?
Yeah.
No.
Sure. But Oklahoma police didn't know that.
Oh. Is that what your excuse was?
Yeah.
That it was legal tint?
Yeah,
I
was like, whatever. I've been driving like, this isn't, no, my excuse was, this is not my fucking car. You can hold me responsible.
Yeah. And the thing is
I stole this car.
It came like this.
They couldn't have done anything anyway. Out of state tags. They can't enforce.
He was just mad. He looked over while he was driving and realized he could not look through the window. And then when I rolled the window down, he was like, ma'am, that's dark. I know.
It's my boyfriend's car.
Made even better when your 7-year-old drives by in the school bus on the way to a field trip and is like, oh, my mom got pulled over. Then you walk into the field trip after, 25 minutes of arguing with said police officer, two same 7-year-olds going, did you get arrested?
While your husband is on the phone. I think we were married.
No,
no,
we were
dating.
Not.
Dating. Okay,
yeah.
Your boyfriend. Yelling at the cop.
I was like, mute. Sorry.
What did he say? Nothing.
Nothing. I can go. Please. Are you going to arrest me? We got things to do.
Can't fucking pull you over with the fuck.
I've never been
problem?
So embarrassed walking into a school field trip in my entire life because every teacher looked at me and I was like,
it's
what?
My boyfriend's
I'm,
car.
I'm here. 25 minutes late, but I'm here.
That's back whenever you cared.
About what? What?
About social stigma.
Oh, yeah, I don't have to take one.
I'm going to take this.
At this point, I'd be like, yeah, I got pulled over, bitches. What?
Look, when you're walking around Tennessee in the middle of the Bible Belt with a shirt that has an upside-down cross on it.
And no back.
Yeah.
And you're chubby.
And
you have tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
And you cuss like a sailor.
Nobody wants
to be your friend.
I still disagree with the shirt.
It was a wish.
Yeah, it was not. Like, I don't even wear a shirt. Because I'm like, every time I go in public, I'm like, what?
I would sooner wear a pentagram than an upside-down cross.
Look, it was one of my very few
wish purchases.
It fit her. It just wasn't the right one.
Yeah. We live in a very, very Baptist area. And I cringe at the thought of answering the door on Saturday mornings when the church people come, and I'm wearing the upside-down cross because I feel like I actually would catch on fire.
No, the best one was the last time Jehovah's Witness came to the door.
Oh, yeah, not that, Kathy.
No.
I broke them.
Well, they don't come through the neighborhood
anymore. I broke them.
When they came to the door and they said, I know you have a no soliciting sign.
We're going to knock anyway. Okay. That's
just because it is so important.
That's legal.
And she opens the door, and they're talking about, have you found Jesus and all this? Just like, we're a house full of atheists. How do you celebrate Christmas? Because I like getting presents, duh.
I like Santa and Rudolph. I don't know what you guys do. This is the third year, though, and she was kind of rude, and she was very in your face, and the look of shock on her face, because I guess she is really into her church, no sarcasm and no joke there. She was just like, what the fuck? I like getting presents. Do you get presents?
Janice does not bring me presents.
Santa brings me presents, and Rudolph has a red nose. They have not come back since.
No, they haven't. They've completely stayed out of the neighborhood.
Pretty proud of myself. Nothing against any of you, maybe a little bit, because you're all, it's a cult, but.
No, Scientology is a cult.
Well, no, that's two cults. Ask my best friend, she'll tell you she escaped. It's a cult.
We're not going to talk about this when we switch to Twitch.
On video. I'll bring video guests. I got witnesses. Oh, my. Pun intended. Jehovah's Witnesses.
I got the pun. I got the pun. I just left it there because I just left it there.
Okay.
And on that note.
I don't feel like this is my show anymore.
On that note, we are actually going to take a break. And we will be right back.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back. welcome back to Behind the Screen Radio Show.
And we're back. You can hit us up, 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. Also on Facebook, YouTube, and our website. Also head on over to Wicked Curiosity, a Facebook page. All right, so tonight we're talking about, let me start over.
Yeah.
Tonight we're talking about an HBO Max original movie, 8-Bit Christmas. It's a story about a boy that will basically do anything to get a Nintendo for Christmas. It's all about that's the basic premise of the movie.
The basic premise of the movie is how he gets a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, late 80s, the Nintendo Entertainment System, the very first one, just came out. And, you know, everybody's all excited about it. And it was a big thing. And this is about how he got his NES. That's the basic premise of the story.
It is, until you get to the end and you're like, oh, you just told the wrong story.
Anyway, so that's the basic premise of the movie. It's got Neil Patrick Harris in it, who is an absolutely phenomenal actor.
He played such a great dad. I loved him as the dad.
I have loved him in every role that he has ever played. He is one of those actors.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said, yeah. I was agreeing with you.
Okay.
Continue.
Every role that I've seen him in, I haven't seen all of his movies and TV shows, obviously.
Right.
But everything that I've ever seen him in, he is just absolutely phenomenal. Like, he takes his role and dives into it.
Oh, yeah.
And he did, like you said, he did.
His storytelling was on par.
So this movie, and I discussed this with Miss Angel last night. This movie is kind of a mix between A Christmas Story and The Princess Bride. Why do we have to keep bringing alcohol?
Thank you. Love you.
Did somebody text that kid in to bring alcohol?
Go somewhere.
Love you.
You're interrupting
the
show.
Why are you still here? God damn.
I mean, I get we're used to the Princess Bride aspect of it because of the storytelling and his daughter and him and stuff.
Yeah.
I did love the progression during the storytelling.
And that's where you also get the Princess Bride, because at first,
except Grandpa didn't build a fort.
Oh, that's what I was thinking whenever you said A Christmas Story. I was thinking A Christmas Story, and then all I was thinking was the Princess Bride part where it's the real life.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking.
Yeah, so you have the aspect of the older, you know, parental figure telling the child a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same, and they kind of did it the same. They kind of made it flow the same way as The Princess Bride.
It was a great flow.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the child was not interested at first.
What?
What the hell?
It's just bothering me.
I think it actually had better flow than The Princess Bride. Because The Princess Bride kind of had those.
I don't know. Peter Faulkner is pretty awesome.
It put them in at pretty weird points. I always thought they were kind of weird. This
it
one
was
definitely
meant to
did.
Like the cutoffs?
Yeah.
Where they went from the story to the light?
Yeah. This one did it. Really seamlessly.
It did, but Princess Bride was meant to be that way.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, this one did it seamlessly.
It did. I loved how when they would break away from the story to dad and daughter.
Yeah. And
the progression there always got me.
You can see, at first they're sitting in front of the Nintendo, and then when we come back, they got this fort built.
Well, no, when we came back, they were playing it.
Yeah, they were playing it, and then we come back again, they've got the fort built. And she was, like, intent.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to text your friend or something? No! What happened?
And then they went, like, downstairs or something.
That was at the end.
Was that at the end? I thought
they
went downstairs, like, once, and he was telling the story.
No. No, that was at the end, because they stayed in the room most of the time.
Yeah.
And I did love that, though. I feel like he did a really great job of narrating.
Yes.
They did. They did do a last little bit in the bottom. Remember, he was like, come on, let me show you something.
Yeah,
and
where they...
He was telling the last little
part.
Where the fort happened.
Yeah. He showed her the fort when he was telling the fort.
I will say... this was a really cute movie. It was cute.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really great family movie.
It is.
I don't know.
I feel like we haven't gone a family movie like A Christmas Story
in a long time.
Or wait, I feel like we haven't gone a movie like this since A Christmas Story, which is like
80s.
And it was very reminiscent of A Christmas Story in both storytelling and how things happened. I will tell you now, though, if you're a mom or you lost a parent or I don't know what it was, age, I hadn't had any alcohol, I don't know what it was, but I cried. I definitely cried at the end.
It's got a little bit of the touch of the feels at the end.
Austin and I talked about it. I don't normally, that stuff does not bother me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the Christmas season, and it probably is.
Yeah.
Knowing that feeling, though.
Right.
And seeing the hurt on his face and realizing that his dad is not actually there anymore.
Yeah, I
cried.
Yeah.
Because I know that feeling. My dad passed away quite a while ago. But, you still grieve. Like, things hit you in different... I never had a good emotional response to it. So, for me, it's things like this, where, like, suddenly a moment will happen, and you're like, oh, my God. So, fair warning. There's a little bit of emotion in there. But it was great.
I will say, though, that they picked a phenomenal actress to play his daughter, because...
Yes.
She's cute. She looks kind of like him.
Yes.
And she played off of him perfectly.
I loved the fact that I see my own kid in her, the attitude,
it's funny because her first name is Sophia.
Yeah, is the story over yet? Because can I just text my friend from your phone? Can you get my own?
Right.
And I've been there. My phone is the universal. Like, can I just have my phone back, please?
Little tidbit, and I noticed this in the movie.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, the place where he slips at the beginning is the exact same spot that he slipped when he lost the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
That's why he said, you still haven't fixed this yet?
Yeah.
I guess that's the same Mall Santa, too, which would be a long time to be a Mall Santa.
Well,
Salvation
Army.
Well, I know, but being, like, the same spotter in the same place all the time.
Yeah.
Is it Salvation Army?
It's Salvation Army.
Mall workers.
It makes me feel bad.
It's Salvation Army.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
So Salvation Army, for me, is almost like walking by a Girl Scout booth. Like, you feel a little guilty when you don't give.
Mm-hmm.
Except I have a harder time now because I respect the people that are out there doing it. It's cold sometimes. They're out there for hours.
They're dedicated.
Yes. But it's not the greatest nonprofit.
It's not the greatest charity to give
it's
to.
It's not because their money doesn't always funnel into the programs it's supposed to in the way that it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So I have a harder time. But I've learned over the years that regardless, it takes 2 seconds to pull a dollar or – a dollar in quarters, a dollar in paper, whatever, to give to your child for them to put in. Because regardless of what you know about that particular charity, your kids don't.
And the thing is even if we look at where the money is going, even if it's 10 cents on the dollar or 50 cents on the dollar, that's still extra that is going to...
I mean, they do give money.
They do
programs. And I think it's important that those are such easy moments for your children to do something kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy for them to just go put a dollar in and be like, what does that do?
Yeah, and our kids are always wanting to.
Oh, you don't have a dollar? You only have $5? Can I put that in instead? I need that $5.
That $5 is food.
I remember when Walmart used to do the penny umbrellas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we used to do that. It wasn't even just pennies, though. Remember, it could be any denomination.
Well, they called them Penny Umbrellas.
And you would throw them up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also did the one
where... They kind of stop you from throwing other stuff up there. But
yeah.
I think they called them Penny Umbrellas.
They did.
They did. And then they also had the one that was like the big...
The swirly-doo
where you could put change in.
Yeah.
And that is so easy for parents because, man, it's hard to tell your kid, no, you can't. Look at that. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Watch the money go down.
Here's a quarter. Watch it go down.
Definitely spent a lot of money on those.
And it's...
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
And these are... Again, regardless of how we feel about the charities or, you know, what we know where the money goes to, the money does go to these programs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it teaches our kids...
To give back. Even when I am struggling, because there was a small amount of time there where I was a single parent. Even when I was struggling, we still did those things because, regardless, we have accepted help. We've had help before.
There have been times when you and I have been married.
So then we pay it forward, and we help somebody else.
Yeah.
Austin has been involved in Twitch for 2 years. And,
and so has his dad.
Well, yeah. So Austin's first experience with Toys for Tots, he was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it was different then. The program was different. We sponsored families. We submitted those families. We had like 20 families.
Yeah.
And then he would go pick up the toys, and he would bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wrap toys upon toys for like 20 families. Then we would load them up in the back of a truck,
mm-hmm.
and we would drive to each person's house.
Yeah.
And he would be in uniform, and then Austin would go with him, and they would deliver gifts to those families. And it was very important to me because Toys for Tots has helped us multiple times and to teach my kids that we give back.
Yeah.
And now they do it like a homeless food drive.
Yeah.
You pull up and you have a bag of gifts.
It's not as great anymore. Oklahoma was
different
for us.
I can see why they can stop doing it to where you were 11.
True.
Yeah.
Well, not as a uniformed armed service member, though.
I can still see why you shouldn't, especially since you're bringing your own personal vehicle.
Here is one thing, though, and I will point it out because I do believe wholeheartedly in Toys for Tots.
Yes.
There was 1 year that Austin was in elementary school in Hartshorne, Oklahoma, which is super tiny. One of his friends, a week before Christmas, their house burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And Toys for Tots provided every ounce of Christmas for that family. And we took it and we delivered it to their house. And the reaction was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just, you know, in the Christmas season. And we're kind of getting off topic. That's what we do. There is truly no better feeling than, number one, having the ability and the means
To give back.
Whether it's a quarter, a dollar, being able to buy somebody, you know, a Christmas present, or being able to work with an organization to make sure that somebody is taken care of. And it's not just during the Christmas season. You know, I mean, that's when it feels
the best. It does.
Because it is that season. It is that season of giving. But throughout the entire year, you know, and you don't have to give a lot. You don't have to, you know, have so much of your check going to this charity and that charity and every other charity.
I just think it's in, like, little moments. There have been moments in gas stations where the person in front of me could literally not pay for their coffee.
Yeah.
And being able to pay for their coffee for them made me feel good, obviously made their day, and it was a dollar.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't have a dollar. I won't buy. It felt good to be able to say, don't worry about it, I got it.
Yeah, well, there was a time when I was in a grocery store and I was just getting something for us, something small. And this lady ahead of me was, you know, she was buying food for her family and she was short, you know, and it was like a dollar or two or $5 or something. And, you know, without even thinking, you know, just pulled it out and gave it to her and was like, you know, gave the cashier and was like, here, take it out of that. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And the look on her face, and it's twofold, you know, and I know that sounds like a brag on me, but.
It's only a brag on you if you point it out, by the way.
No, it's not. It's not the fact that I did something. It's the look on her face, the sheer shock, you know, and appreciation. It's that's a twofold thing that makes you feel good.
Right, which is self-serving.
It is. But it's also the fact that she was surprised that somebody was helping her. You know?
I think if you have it, you give it. That's how I feel. And especially right now. Right now, especially. If you have it, give it. Because I have been that parent that has been like, put that back.
Yeah.
Put that. It's embarrassing. It's horrible.
Yeah.
We were in Walmart, and there was a grandpa with his child, and he was like, so you said you wanted the baby Yoda, right? And there's no baby Yoda. And the girl picked up the baby Yoda and was like, I want this baby Yoda. And he was like, well, what about that baby Yoda? And she was like, no, I want that one. And then the boy came around the corner, and he was like, okay, so which baby Yoda do you want? And he was like, that baby Yoda. And he was like, well, what about this one? And he was like, no, I think I want that one. And he was like, okay, well, you don't want this baby Yoda, then you're not getting baby Yoda. I'm sorry. And the price difference between the two was $17 and $75.
Yeah, like that's hard. It's hard as kids, especially at Christmas.
Yeah.
Because that's when all the high price stuff comes out, and they put them together. Uh-huh. Like you got this little lowly $5 toy, and right below it is the $55 toy. And you're like, See, I always take my kids to the dollar store.
But it's also...
Bitch, pick what you want.
But it's also that moment of teaching, appreciate the fact of being able to get a gift or to get something, you know, and not be spoiled. And
I mean, they weren't spoiled.
No.
They were really young, so.
Yeah, and it's
the
newest
hard,
point.
That's hard, though, because you're like, oh, shit, that one's 75? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they obviously don't know the concept of money yet.
Yeah.
They were looking at it, and they were like, but that one eats.
This one just sits in its thing, that one eats. Okay.
They had the same Salvation Army Santa in both scenes.
Yeah.
And when he slipped the second time, there were so many moments in this movie where I was like, for example, when the dog got crushed by the TV, I almost lost my shit because I was like, what the fuck?
Like, you saw that coming.
I saw that coming when the dog walked into the room.
Yeah.
I was like, that dog's dead. I thought the kid might have just went full psycho and like crushed it with the power glove hand or something. But no.
To
that
be
dog
fair,
was
though,
dead.
For Dan and I, this movie was so ridiculously
nostalgic. Oh, my God.
The kid, Farmer.
Yeah.
I had so many friends that were that friend.
Mm.
The ones that were like, yeah, I'm totally friends with
Tom Cruise.
Pathological.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, you can't.
What?
Because
it was
think,
so over the top all the time that you're like, they're like, my dad's a secret spy.
Straight up, though.
Okay.
I think that my, probably up until 2004, 2005, I feel like is going to be one of the last generations that can be nostalgic. Because you can only be nostalgic when you forget something and you get to remember it.
Yeah.
After that, everything has been documented.
Yeah, it's all social media now.
I wish they would make a movie where you walk into Walmart and there are penny umbrellas above.
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore. But now you're going to be like, you know.
I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first 10 minutes of this movie was just every bit of our childhood. Like, we actually had to stop the movie and be like,
oh my God,
every child,
it's true.
Yeah, every friend.
It's also just like how they all describe themselves with their first and last names.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We all had every single one of those friends.
And there was always the weird fucking kid. The weird kid that you're just like, now I look at it and I think, and it's,
and if you didn't have the weird
kid, you were
the weird kid.
I was
the weird
kid. I have, like, 3 out of 4 of my kids are neurologically divergent, okay, in some way or another. So, now as an adult, looking back, it was 1980-something.
Yeah.
More than likely, that child is probably a little autistic.
Yeah.
But we all saw
that. But it's fucking hilarious.
We all saw that kid, and we were like, I don't want to sit next to him. He picks his butt and his nose at the same time.
It was just like, that ADD races, they're so good.
We all had that person in school, though, that everybody was like, don't sit by him.
But he was still in the friend group.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
He was in the dumpster group.
Yeah, but he made that guy give him back the money.
He helped inspire him.
Yeah.
Where he was like,
he's the rebellious one.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking stupid, dude. Got you. I just do my own thing. Found your shit. Because that kid was literally the I don't give a fuck kid of the 80s.
I love how they were able to curb any criticism that this movie could get before it even happened, where like the dad was straight up like, oh, well, these pink, you know, flower boots and all that. And she was like, well, what's wrong with that? And he was like, well, it was the 80s. It was a different time. And I loved
her reaction, though, because she was like, so?
They were purple, so? Yeah. But the way he explained it, though,
people just
didn't understand
it. Yeah, it was a whole different world in the 80s. And I get that kid. I get it. Because I remember wearing my first L.A. Gear shoes. L.A. Gear, okay? My dad bought, he was so proud of himself because they were a little expensive. I grew up super fucking poor, okay? They had three different...
That's always the best thing is whenever you hear, yeah, he was proud of himself.
Yes. They had like three different laces. They were like pink and silver and white. So you had all these fucking laces to tie. One, and they were high tops. And they made my feet look five sizes bigger than they were. And I didn't wear high tops, for one. Like, I was one of those, like, swatch slide-on kind of kids. Say, boat shoes. That's what I wore. I didn't wear fucking high tops. I remember going to school and everybody was like, what the fuck are those?
I love
that was Payless Shoe Source, bitch.
He described everything so well, though. He was like, yeah, we didn't know it back then, but we come to find out. The power gloves.
Yes,
so.
It did.
It was horrible.
So bad. The delay between the power glove and the Nintendo, you lose everything.
Yeah.
It was cool in theory.
In practicality,
they could do it now, too, though.
Well,
they got
fucking Oculus now.
Well, like, they could do the Wiimote so easily now and make it into a wrist thing, and it would work.
Well, they have the Kinect there for so long that worked.
That's the Xbox.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Oh, I loved the Kinect.
You know, the technology is out there.
I miss the Kinect. Can we get another one?
No.
Yeah, I mean, your TVs can do it now with their cameras. You can just hook up smart TVs to do it. Sort of, yeah. I mean, they don't make Xbox games for it anymore. Like, you have to do it differently. But
I quit.
Or you have to like shut up.
Like, I was a huge fan
of the Wii, because of the way we can operate the living room, we can set up five grids. Like, we can set up
what? Five grids of what?
We can set up VR grids.
Oh.
Very easily.
So that requires me buying an Oculus, though, which is like $300.
No, not Oculus. That's powered by Meta.
Yeah, Meta can fuck itself.
Yeah. So get like the Vive, or, which is what I was saying, Vive.
I thought you said Vive.
I heard.
Vive, or there's another one.
We could be that house.
I mean, we already are in our family. We've got the big TV.
All the adults outside going, vibe, vibe, vibe.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it for TikTok.
Less than 10 people. There's not enough of you.
I mean, anytime we do, like, sports or something, too, we're the TV.
Yeah. You're true. Yeah. You're right.
You're true, yeah.
That's why we hold
I always point north.
At our house.
I always point north. I am true.
I did love that, though. There was always like one rich kid that had all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
That glove sucked balls. But
I love that he wasn't even like the rich kid too. It was like very middle class.
He was.
Yeah.
He was upper middle class.
Yeah.
But acted like he was like bougie as fuck. You're still in our neighborhood.
Right?
No, I'm just thinking what's happening.
Walking out his show.
With his bunk ass intercom system. Yeah. That wasn't even an intercom system. We all had those. I didn't hear that.
Why would you have that? I don't even know where you need it. It's called yelling.
Well, because if you're down in the basement and somebody's up in the kitchen,
yeah,
you
can just
yell.
Push it and it's in
the... You walk over to the stairs and you go, Mom! It'll work.
Yeah. Can I have a Pop-Tart? How many? Just one?
That kid was an ass.
He was.
He never, also, the story was never around protagonist and antagonist.
Yeah.
Like, it was never around a human protagonist and antagonist.
Except for
and
the
so,
big bully. He was
yeah,
kind
but
of
he
an antagonist.
No, he's called a force in
yeah.
the story.
Okay.
But
yeah.
He's called an antagonistic force. The antagonism. Wow. I just had a...
Antagonism.
Brainism.
Are you okay?
The antagonist in this story would have been the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really was, because think about the Nintendo in the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like... That was funny as fuck, though.
Where's your sister?
I have actually said those words and seen the look of shock on a child's face.
I have had those words said to me like that. And when that happened, look.
I love whenever he came back the second time and he goes, where's your sister? Shut the fuck up, Nintendo.
Well, there wasn't any cussing in the movie.
Well,
no,
he didn't tell him to
shut up, Nintendo.
Yeah, I love the sarcasm from the Nintendo. He was like, where's your sister?
as a parent, yeah, I definitely...
Oh, my God, the fucking retainer.
God. I almost, look, I have the
so bad.
Strongest...
I love how because we all know how unbelievably expensive those retainers were and how shit they are.
Do people still use them?
No, because they use Invisalign now.
Oh.
It's like hundreds of dollars less compared to those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. You could.
I had a retainer for a long time.
Yeah.
Those things are expensive.
They're hundreds of dollars less now for the expensive version of the thing that they use now.
Did you list with your retainer? Do you know how many kids used to fucking... I just want some popcorn. Let me take my retainer out.
But yeah, that retainer, when he had to put it in his mouth.
Oh, my
look,
God.
I have a strong stomach. We
his
all know.
Dad's
yeah,
face.
I don't know why he didn't just go, oh, it fell out of my mouth. I need to clean it.
Because it was way better than the other way.
I know.
Although,
it was better for the story.
I literally
no,
almost threw
was...
him out now. Because I was like, ooh.
I literally,
I knew that was coming.
It didn't matter that there was chunks or anything on it. It was literally just that the mop hit it and
yeah.
consumed it.
Oh, God.
I love how he was sliding, like the momentum made no sense. He was sliding and
uh-huh.
sliding and sliding. Like you could tell that it was a guy trying to remember his childhood.
Uh-huh.
Like how he remembers
the longest
it
slide ever.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was the longest slide of my life. I saw everything touch it before it got to me. Like you can hear him explaining it.
Oh, it's so bad. It was, no, that was the worst moment.
I actually had to turn my head when he put it
in.
I
knew what was going to happen.
Yes,
yes.
It was so gross.
You guys are getting weaker and weaker.
Well, here's the thing, though.
I remember, I really fully believe that.
I remember, my stomach's always been weak. But I remember where he dropped it, like when he flung it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And so I was waiting for him to go back there. And I was like, as it progressed, I was like, this motherfucker's going to stick that. I mean, we've all done it. Stick it back in his mouth.
How in the fuck did it get from the second floor of the Temple store to all the way down between the escalator? Like, that would be tough to get it there.
Somebody done kicked it all the way down.
Yeah,
it should have been bent to pieces. Somebody took it from the Nintendo store and frisbeed it.
So gross. I did love, though, that...
It was in somebody else's mouth for a while.
Oh,
you realized it wasn't great.
The whole... The whole story really did flow, though.
They were having corn for dinner.
I hate it. The whole story just flowed really good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where he was coming in the kitchen, every time he came in the kitchen, he'd get a cookie.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, my mom made 500,000 cookies every year, and we never ate one.
Did he say that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was a big number. And when,
my mom would make 500 cookies every year, and my dad would never get one of them.
No, he said the family never, ever tasted one.
Yeah.
It always went to somebody else.
Oh,
that was cute at the end.
When she you earned a cookie.
Oh, man.
I will say...
God, that dog shat so much.
Oh, my God. That poor kid, Yeah.
I mean, it's like Mika going out every
no,
hour.
No.
don't know.
She goes out one time, once a day. Shit.
And it's always in the same
place. She 90% of the other time.
It all of a sudden disappears, too.
The other
I wonder if something else is eating it.
Coyote
is just coming around to eat her shit. Because she shits in the same place,
but
it's not there.
The fact that, you know, when the father told...
do you think it got on the retainer?
But the father telling young Jake...
just started the back of the shed.
No, to not go. The first time we told him to go.
Oh yeah.
Not to go.
Don't worry about the back.
Don't worry about behind the shed. You know, just
their backyard is fucking huge.
Yeah.
I thought it whenever you said behind the shed. Whenever I imagined that, I imagined like 1 foot space between
the shed.
Because that's what y'all see now.
Yeah.
And it fucking kept going.
Yeah.
Because if it was me, it doesn't matter what home you live in, I would put my shed in the back corner.
Yeah.
It would be like our yard if it was flat.
Yeah.
You know, because our yard extends past where I mow.
Yeah.
It goes past. It goes
I put the shed as
the
far
creek.
Back as I could.
Yeah.
And that shed.
I loved it though.
Like you're gonna play football in that yard. The shed's just right in the middle.
I love the fact though, like as a kid. Obviously, I never got that. My brother and I made a makeshift fort.
Yeah, I used to make tree
aunt's
houses all the time.
Woods, and it consisted of like 3 2x4 planks for stairs, and then like some plywood for a wall and a floor.
See,
and my brother thought it was cool to pee off a tree. That was
even,
it.
I don't even know if Tennessee can even do that anyway because their trees don't grow like that. Their trees grow without branches.
Yeah, but that fort was fucking amazing.
That fort was badass.
That was every kid's
dream. Yeah. That was really well built, too.
Yeah.
The fact that
he went back as an adult. Like, they were still in it.
Yeah.
I really thought that, like, the entire time. His dad was just a really shit construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he was always working on projects.
DIY projects because he was bad at it. Like, he always had to go back.
Or he had really bad ADD.
Yeah. But obviously it was the latter where, like, he just never finished the kitchen. But obviously, he was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
That treehouse was good.
It was awesome.
And it held up for 20 years.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know.
And that also added to the emotional aspect of the story because here he is with his daughter in this treehouse, which is now her favorite place at Grandma's house, but his dad isn't there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, were they at Grandma's house?
Yeah.
I thought he took over the house after.
No.
They drove,
because at the beginning, he was like 54 minutes to Grandma's house. In the traffic.
Yeah, and, you know, he walked in and there was nobody there, and then they went up and, you know, we're talking about the Nintendo.
That's probably his old room where the Nintendo was.
Yeah.
Because back in the days, when you had a lifelong house, a lot of times parents don't always, like, I'm not my mom.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I don't know what to tell you. But, like, when we moved out, it was, like, 30 days.
Yeah.
And our rooms became something completely different. There was no welcoming aspect of, like, if you want to come stay and visit, go to your old
room. Go to your race car bed.
Yeah. Like, it was, that's my sewing room now. There's no bed there.
Yeah.
Where's all my stuff? In the shed.
But that's how it was.
Things stuff in the treehouse.
Right?
In the shed.
Right?
You know, and...
And that's what I've always wanted. Like, I want a home like that where my kids
I've
come home and they're like...
I've never had that. I haven't.
He's never had a home where he can leave and come back and be like, oh, yeah, this is my old stuff.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't fucking left yet.
Listen.
I'm just saying. I won't.
Don't leave.
Yeah, by the time I leave here, you guys will be in a new house.
I hope.
I really won't have that aspect. I think Sophia might be the only one that...
Our hope has always been, though, that you guys have a home that we eventually settle in that is home. So you always have a place to come home to.
Mine's going to be like Andy's house in the third movie.
It'll be...
The whole of it gets packed up and it's just an empty fucking room.
It'll be a tiny... No, all your shit will be in the tiny home next to us. Like, unpack and go.
That doesn't sound fun.
That's what it is.
Whenever I think of tiny home, I think of I can't fit.
No, not that.
anytime somebody says that, I never think of a 6'1 man fitting in it.
6'1 man can fit in it.
You'll have a tiny home.
So
it might be a doghouse, but you'll have a tiny home.
Funny story. Our 12-year-old today came in and was like, can you measure me? And I'm like, okay. Because, you know, he's himself, whatever. So I grab the tape measure and I go to measure him, and he's like 5'4", which is obviously much taller than me.
Not much taller. It's only 2 inches.
He was like, I thought he was closer to 6 foot. And I was like,
you're not even taller than me.
No, sir, it's not.
You have a few more family members to get through.
Right? God damn.
I'm the next one.
I'm not looking up at you just because you have to bend over to hug me.
Is Dad and Neil taller than you?
Neil is. I think your dad might be an inch taller than me. Inch or two.
Is Jeremy taller than you?
Jeremy's taller.
You're short as
fuck. I'm a little short man.
Joey's not. Joey is 5'8".
He's so short.
About an inch taller than me.
Or 5'10", one of the two. But.
So I'm like 5'6", 5'7", depending on what shoes I'm wearing that day.
I'm 6'3".
I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure I'm 6'3" in the shoes I'm wearing right now.
Well, my spine keeps compressing, so I'm shorter. Everyone goes to the chiropractor, they take x-rays, they're like,
you
should probably get some surgery.
If you get below 5 feet, does that technically make you a midget?
Below 4'9".
I guess, yeah. I guess it's below 4'8".
Oh. Well, when you turn 80 and you're humped over, then you'll be my little
Listen.
She will. She's going to be that old little abuela. Just over in the corner, you know.
With the dirty jokes.
you're gonna be the one in the corner that's like
drinking her eggnog, going, come here. I got a joke for you.
Like, can't you imagine her sitting at the table swinging her legs on the bar stool? You know? And
eat
then,
my cookies.
Like in Luca or something. Not Luca. What's that other one that came out? Coco or whatever?
Oh, I remember Coco.
Like just
a little drink of Fireball.
Just like the older
telling everybody.
Little old squat lady. You know,
I can quit running in the house. Take your shoes off.
That's what I imagine.
Eat my cookies.
I imagine you getting really quiet with age, and every once in a while you just pipe up with, that's what she said.
You know your mom and dad had to have sex to have you, right?
Something like that.
Which means I had to have sex to have them. Picture that.
So much banging in some of the generations.
you know, the Indians had given the white people a donkey, we'd be eating ass instead of turkey.
Is that really? I'm not going to bring the kids over for
that will be the joke. I'm locking it in my back pocket.
Your back pocket's going to be sagging to the ground soon.
That ass will never sag, okay?
Boom, boom.
Anyway, back to the movie.
Why did it make the Law and Order
sound? It's a crime for it to sag.
It's a crime to pay more than a dime.
Welcome to Chrissy.
I'm going to play that every time she walks into a room now. Boom.
Where are we at?
Oh, my gosh.
I got a runny nose.
Godfather walks into the room and all you hear is, we are farmers.
Oh my God, the three of us is old people together at holidays with our kids? Jesus Christ.
Godfather without his teeth?
You realize
that the Godfather, we already get to see what he's going to look like. His dad looks exactly like he fucking does. I'm the first male in our family that has broken that cycle, and it's because of her blood. Like that's. I'm the first.
I feel like we should take a break.
I'm the first one that's kept that hair in so long.
There's not a bit of gray in your hair yet.
Oh, there is, but that's just from Nana.
Oh, my God.
I get silver hairs. They're not gray hairs. I get silver hairs.
Okay. Whew.
Are we taking a break?
No.
Okay.
She went into a piss. She was either going to piss or throw up.
That's called age.
I know. That was going to happen.
Okay, before we go any further, can we talk about the sister for a minute?
Cried and pissed and shit.
Sure.
I actually like...
Which one? Wait, which... What?
No, the little sister.
The little sister.
Yeah, okay, Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie.
Doyle.
I did not hate her.
Such a little shit to her brother.
But
she was so funny.
But she loved him.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She reminded me so much of Sophia, though. I wanted to beat the shit out of her.
But then she does something sweet, and you're like, not so bad.
Sophia, not so bad.
I love it.
Sophia doesn't have the inner fucking networking of... I don't know how that little child fucking knew... That child was scary in the movie.
She had
networking.
I have a plan.
She was like,
I can help you get yours if you have.
But I could totally.
There's 200, you know,
If we still lived in a small town,
yeah,
I could 100% see Sophia being that kid. Like, I got this.
I could see Sophia being that kid if she was alive in the 80s.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I did love the moment at the end where she's like, I was not being mean. Like, I'm genuinely sorry.
Yeah.
She wants a remote.
She gave you the remote? See, again, it's so weird because that's all the way back in the 80s, but I'm probably one of the last years that will know that as a my theater there.
I'm trying to... Check out my knee.
Me too. I guess it's the whole thing intercrossed.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm probably one of the last ages that will understand a lot of those jokes.
Yeah.
Not the branding jokes, though. Like, Power Glove, I don't get. Like, I get it, but I don't get
so
it.
So, the Power Glove was literally so short-lived. No, it was so short-lived, though, because it sucked so badly. Like, they had that first year where they were like,
You ever hear about the ones that, like, people are like, oh, people are finding these ones on, like, back in the 2000s, they were like, oh, people are finding them on eBay and stuff, and so many people bought them up for hundreds of dollars.
And
they still suck. Like, what were you expecting?
Here's the thing. I was a huge fan, only because of the activity level, of the Wii Fit.
Yeah.
I loved it. I sucked at the bowling, because apparently, virtual bowling, I can't see straight.
It's just called the Wii, not the Wii Fit.
Whatever.
How can you not see straight on a thing that's just a straight line?
Right. So I still always see to the left.
Really?
Yep.
Because I thought you don't have depth of field.
I still throw, like, I have to turn myself, which I learned
yeah.
in the Wii was,
yeah,
like,
maybe you just sucked at bowling.
Well, I learned that if I turned the right way and pictured the screen, I could hit it. Which was the same in real life. If we went bowling, I still had to get up there. Like, I couldn't do the whole, like, walk up briskly and throw the ball or go in somebody else's lane. I had to go up and, like, turn my body enough so that, because I have one nearsighted and one farsighted eye.
Mm-hmm. I used to be really good at bowling. I know.
So I would have to turn so I could, when I threw it, went down the lane.
You say that you have a nearsighted and a farsighted. They make glasses for that. I feel like you could get your eyes corrected.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. You just get one nearsighted glass and one farsighted.
You would look like the
teacher from Hogwarts. just like two different sized glasses.
Okay, kids, I'm fine.
That would look real. That would be cool. What are you talking about? It would add to your story of being this older woman kicking her legs back on a bar stool with one large glass and one tiny one.
I don't need to be that outcast, thanks.
That sounds so funny, though.
Okay.
Do you not want to be the funniest character to your grandchildren?
I don't want
to
be laughed at.
You're going to be drunk. You're always going to be laughed at.
I'm going to be what?
You're going to be drawn.
You're always going to be drawn.
You're always going to have, like, they're going to draw amazing pictures of you.
It's my abuela, look. One big eye, one tiny eye.
We're abuela. None of us
Because it's cute. It's a cute thing to say.
That
to
is
grandma.
Actually really cute.
Yeah, the cutest.
I like it better than Oma.
Like a babushka. Babushka doesn't sound.
That's a baby.
Cute. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Babushka is a grandma. It's
I don't
a Russian
think
grandma.
So.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so.
Can we get back to the movie?
Yes.
No. I'm talking.
Literally movies.
Literally off topic.
Well, I did love getting to finally see his mom at the end.
Yes.
Because she looked amazing, even
she
as
just,
an older grandma lady.
Because that's like not even showing her age. Like, that was aged up.
That was literally just coloring her hair gray.
I know, but
yeah.
Like, but no, it was makeup too.
Oh yeah, a little bit.
It was weird though, because if you look at real life pictures, it looked like they de-wrinkled her for an older role at the end, which doesn't make any sense to me. She looked like she had almost no wrinkles at the end.
Yeah.
But had wrinkles in the beginning of the movie, because like, you know, she's just an older, like, mid life woman.
Yeah.
Crow's feet, you know,
yeah,
normal stuff. It looked like she had smooth skin at the end.
Maybe she used those smoothing creams.
I should use those. Plump my cheeks. Not my lips.
No.
I should use those. I'll get rid of my crow's feet. They should, if you get really bad crow's feet, they should call it raven's feet.
Yeah. So.
The twins were some of my favorite characters.
The Hodges, the girl.
Yes. The girl was awesome.
Yeah.
That moment before the dog almost died from the TV, where she
got beat by a girl.
The girl he liked, obviously.
Yeah.
Fucking diary entry.
You heard nothing. And the fact that her brother, the twin, was the assistant to her.
Assistant to the CEO.
As an adult. Because he's like, I don't know what to do. I don't. What? You do it.
Which was really funny because I forgot that he's explaining this as an adult, which means that those were probably their professions
mm-hmm.
later on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what I think also, because when we first talked about it, we talked about like our group of friends or whatever. So originally as a child, I grew up in an all-white area. There was no diversity. It was all white. But then my next step was definitely into a different neighborhood. And the same dynamics happened. And I was like, oh, my God. The kid that watched the R-rated movies,
uh-huh.
100% had that planned, and he was black.
I did, too.
And I was like, holy shit.
I had the friend, and I'm pretty sure he was black, too.
I did, too.
That's because black moms are a little more liberal with, you know.
Yeah.
Because they expose their kids to different things. Like, mm-hmm. some.
And
I wouldn't generalize.
It wasn't like gore or nudity.
No,
it was like
Die Hard and shit.
Yeah, it was like Die Hard. You know?
And they actually mentioned Die Hard being a Christmas movie in this.
Yeah.
Do you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
Some of them
absolutely is.
Some of those cultural
things loved it.
felt like it was too early to be making those jokes.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Absolutely on par.
I do have a question about the movie. Maybe it's something I missed.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Neil Patrick Harris as the adult Jake.
Yeah.
And then we have his daughter.
Yes.
And as they're driving up, the daughter mentions that she misses her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
Because we never got any, like,
did she mention that?
Am I right?
I don't think she did. No, what she said was that he wasn't going to be happy this Christmas, and she wanted him to be happy. I think this was his first Christmas without his dad. I don't think she ever mentioned mom specifically.
Yeah, because later on, doesn't he eat with a wife?
Yeah, like, mom and brother are there.
I thought that was his sister.
No, that was the girl that had the matching boots. He married her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was. I was conflicted between the two because I caught that with the boots.
His brother wasn't there, though.
Jake didn't have a brother.
No, he had a sister.
No, he had a sister. His sister wasn't there.
His sister wasn't there either.
No, she wasn't. She's in Australia.
That's right. That's right.
But he married the girl with the matching boots.
Yeah.
And he wasn't happy this Christmas because this was his first Christmas without his dad.
That's right.
And
they
that
didn't
is
mention
what,
that until they didn't even hint at that until the end.
Which was what caught me.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah. What caught me was the comment that the daughter, Annie, made was that, you know, Dad, that wasn't, you know, that wasn't your, basically wasn't the story of
getting the Nintendo.
It's the story of you finding your place with your dad.
Yeah, you guys found your thing.
Yeah, and then it goes around and it shows all
again.
The JJ.
Yeah, how did he get the Nintendo?
He worked.
He worked for them.
Yeah.
They made him work at a golf
and then
club.
He bought it himself.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He was allowed to have it.
The Nintendo.
He was allowed to have it if he bought it himself.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a story about...
I mean, you'd have to work a lot of hours, because...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
NESs were still expensive.
They were like $200, yeah.
They were only $100.
Really?
That's a lot of money back then.
It was a lot of money back then.
And he worked all summer
that's like $400.
Golf ball collector, basically.
Yeah, worked at the golf course.
I don't know if that's true.
No.
What is $100 from 85?
Right now it's about $300 with inflation.
$257.
Yeah. So, but it, there's that sprinkle of...
It's about right.
There's that sprinkle of How I Met Your Mother right at the end of this movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I still never watched that show all the way through.
Oh, my God, I watched all the way through.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I actually like that show.
I don't remember
which
one.
We should watch that one again instead of Big Bang Theory.
I agree. If I can find it. I think it might actually...
Did you know that they made a spinoff called How I Met Your Father?
I did not.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch. That's like that 80s show.
Yeah, don't watch those.
They have that 90s show coming.
I know. No, thank you. It's stupid.
When did they do that 80s? That 80s show.
I tried it.
Or
it
that 70s show was filmed in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So they're wanting to do a 90s for 2020s. Yeah, that's stupid.
The thing is I tried watching the next one, the 80s show, and it was horrible.
And it's not the fact of the years they're trying to do or anything like that. It's the fact that they're just trying to go off a concept that can't work past what it was already doing.
Yeah.
The 70s show worked at the time it did.
Okay, so I have two questions, two kind of areas I wanted to cover for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
My first question is what makes a movie a classic? Like, why? So... We all have our classic Christmas movies that we watch every year.
Mm-hmm.
One of mine is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I have to watch it. I love it. Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Angels is White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is...
I do Harry Potter.
Right, the Harry Potter series. And that's a kind of a family thing.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah, I'm saying that, you know, we all do that, like, as a family.
Mine's always Toy Story.
Okay, yeah. Toy Story, yeah. So each of these movies has not only a nostalgic feel for us,
mm-hmm.
but also an emotional connection for us.
Well, I mean, literally the ones that you just said are the ones that we grew up with as a childhood show, almost.
Right.
Yours was a little later than mine would have been.
Yeah.
It came out before I was born.
Right, but so my parents really didn't watch it. They didn't like that kind of slapstick comedy.
Mm.
So I started watching it when I, you know, got on my own and became an adult and stuff.
I think somebody explained it once to me really good, and I don't think it was somebody I had a conversation with. I think I remember somebody explaining it. And a classic, like, movie or, like, a classic video game or something like that, like a classic source of media, is something that you don't want to have in your life all the time.
Right.
But it's something that whenever you have it in your life, you feel nostalgic emotions.
Okay, so you have an emotional connection to it.
Yeah, you have nostalgic happiness towards it.
Right.
That's why you can't have it all the time, because once the nostalgia runs out, it's not very entertaining.
Right.
And also, then you can't have the nostalgia again, because it won't go away.
Right.
So if it goes away and it comes back, then you can actually
because we don't actually usually watch, like, Toy Story or Sophia's new favorite, Noelle, things like that.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's
until
Sunday,
December.
That's why Sunday, or that's why classic cars... are Sunday drivers.
Yes.
Or you put them in car shows so other people can see them for one day a year, basically.
Okay.
Or one day every once in a while, you know. Usually classic media, it means that you don't listen to it all the time.
Right.
Or don't do it all the time. I said listen because the only exception to that would be like classic, you know, you hear classic rock.
Mm-hmm. But classic for that is, like, it literally just means old, because everybody always categorizes anything in that category if it's, like, at least 30 years old. So I think music is the only different one because they want it to be different. Like, somebody at some point started labeling things classic.
Yeah.
And then that's how it stuck. Because rock is the only thing that also has classic. You don't hear classic for anything else.
Yeah, there's no classic rap.
Yeah.
Or classic hip-hop. I mean, there is, but it's not as prevalent as, like, classic rock stations.
Yeah.
Right. So I was thinking about this earlier, and I was kind of debating this in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So we have A Christmas Story, mm-hmm. which is another classic Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's set in a time before any of us, but it can speak to us on an emotional level because it's all about that perfect Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the length that you'll go through to get that that perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah.
So this movie really speaks to Gen X because that's where the focus is. It's in the 80s.
I mean, I remember being a little girl and all I wanted was a Cabbage Patch doll.
I remember being a boy and, you know, all I wanted was an NES.
And I actually felt really bad for him in that moment where he went and, you know, Dad, like, hustled and did whatever he had to do
mm-hmm.
to get the Cabbage Patch doll for his sister, and there was a Nintendo right there, and the same effort wasn't given.
I remember that.
Yeah.
My sister got a Cabbage Patch.
I got one. Her name is Jessica.
My sister got, like, two or three. Not in the same year, but over the course of years. And I remember
Cabbage Patch kids were big whenever I was younger, but, like, I never saw them as the expensive kid.
Because they tried to come out with all these new different types, like the growing hair and cut and curl and, like,
the original Cabbage Patch, I remember the story of people just...
They have a whole fucking adoption center in a state where you go and you can see these babies being born from the Cabbage Patch.
It's almost like Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, only bigger.
Yeah, but back then we didn't have the means that we do now to be able to get items. We didn't have the availability. So Cabbage Patch Kids, that was the biggest thing in the 80s
Cabbage Patch Kids and Pound Puppies.
I would say Cabbage Patch Kids by far over Pound Puppies.
Cabbage Patch Kids were expensive.
Yeah.
In
relative terms.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a pretty low income family. I remember I wanted a Cabbage Patch doll so badly.
Yeah.
And one of the few Christmases where my mom really made the effort to get what I wanted from Santa was the year that I got my first Cabbage Patch doll. And she, I guess, one wasn't enough. So she also went out and bought supplies to build her own. Her name was Stacy. So Cabbage Patch dolls only thread, like, three-quarters of the head.
Yeah.
And then they style the hair.
Yeah.
Over it. She did not. There was yarn in every single hole. And Stacey was kind of fat, and she had little chubby hands. But the fact that she worked hard on this doll, and she built this doll, and I woke up to a Cabbage Patch doll. Mm-hmm. It was native like me, had brown skin and the hair and all of that, and then Stacey was right next to her. Like, that was absolutely 100% was my favorite Christmas.
Yeah.
Because Cabbage Patch dolls were huge.
Yeah, they were. I remember my sister getting one.
I remember Caitlin getting one.
She got a newborn.
Yeah.
Well, she got a Cabbage Patch as well.
She got a newborn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So now...
But back in the day, when I was a kid, it was super cool to get one that looked like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now the follow-up to the what makes a classic. So, like I said, this movie really, really speaks to our generation. Because of all the nostalgia that hit on every point up to the, you know, even the little minute details of the Swatch Watch and the guard on the SWAT watch.
I had SWAT pants.
I had a SWAT watch with the guard on it.
I had SWAT watches, and I had SWAT pants.
Yeah.
And I had SWAT watches all over the pants.
So now my question is this movie, or this type of movie, because it's such a great family movie.
It's fun.
It is. It is a fun family movie. Does it have what it takes to be able to be a Christmas classic and speak to generations to come?
I think it does, because when we watch it now, which we didn't get to watch with the kids, but number one, it gives a window into our time.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's fun. A Christmas Story was the same way. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure for our parents, they had things that they were like, oh, my God. Totally did that.
I remember the Wizard of Oz.
I'm sure for them it was the same way. Yet they updated it with this one.
Yeah.
You know, gaming is huge for our kids, but an NES is not.
Yeah, but it was huge for us.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the potential is there.
Okay. And they can relate to the daughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Austin? Because you're kind of a generation or two. You're like two generations behind us.
I don't know if anything can be a classic anymore, is what I think. I don't think anything can be a classic anymore. I don't know if we can make anything that will stick anymore, because I don't think that's how we consume media anymore. I don't even think the things that are already classics will stick anymore. I think that they will go soon.
So you
I don't know how many generations. But.
So you don't think that maybe your brother or your sisters will have that one movie that they latch onto every year and they watch every year?
It'll probably be their one movie. Make it probably like traditional, but I don't know if classics will ever stay.
Okay.
I don't know if that will ever stay.
Do you see like Toy Story as a classic for you?
I see it as my classic, yeah. But
you think it's a classic?
Probably not. Most people watch it whenever they want to. I don't think people wait until Christmas
unless
they're watching cable still.
We like you and I still have to watch the next one.
Yeah. But, I mean, people don't watch cable anymore. So
right.
The only reason that it was ever a Christmas movie was because people played them during Christmas on cable. And so those movies
yeah.
will probably fade very quickly.
It's kind of like what they did with Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most people don't see those as classics normally.
Or Wizard of Oz.
The only reason they saw, like, Fox or whatever it was, ABC, as a classic Christmas channel. And now that that's gone, basically all that went with it. And so most of that will go pretty quickly.
That's kind of sad. Like,
if it doesn't have the word Christmas in it, it will immediately probably fade.
For me, the minute December hits, there are certain movies that I watch,
yeah.
whether it's by myself or with the kids.
She was going to watch all of Toy Story without me. She started playing the whole first movie without me.
But we made it through the first two, and I've waited for the third and fourth because he's been working. So, but like Noelle, which is a fairly new movie,
yeah.
But I've watched it 6 times in December so far.
I fucking hate that movie. So much.
Well, your sister does not.
I hate. That
but now movie. I want them to watch this.
Yeah.
There's this one and then there's
Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
There's some new ones. I encourage people to go check out your streaming services because
she sounds like.
What was this on HBO Max?
Yes, yeah.
So you got HBO Max, you got Hulu,
well,
and you got
Netflix.
Netflix has a new one. They've got the Christmas Chronicles 1 and 2, and now they've got A Boy Named Christmas.
Yeah.
Netflix has been doing it for years now.
Yeah.
Which I want to watch the new one. I think it's important to check those new movies out because like this one, I hadn't really ever heard of it. Dan found it, picked it, watched it, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Christmas Chronicles is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I still haven't watched the second one.
We're waiting for you.
I don't give a shit.
Watch it. It's fun.
It is. And that's one of the things that I like about, you know, Christmas movies, and that's why they become classics to me.
Yeah.
It's like National Lampoon.
Yes.
It is such a fun movie because it's about a father who's wanting give the best Christmas present to his family. And, you know, going through the whole Christmas season and, you know.
I love his breakdown.
everything going to shit, and then everything coming back.
Well, so my youngest, our youngest and I, we just watched Home Alone, the first one. And
oh, I love that movie.
She, while she doesn't love that movie, she watched it with me, which was awesome, and I love that movie.
Yeah. So.
I hope that this one sticks around because it is fun and it is nostalgic and it is it. I would love my kids to see it. You know, Dan and I watched it alone because it was a weeknight and we just need to watch it. But I think it's a really good movie.
I think so too. Alright. We're going to go ahead and start a little early for our final acts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the final act.
Austin. We're going to go ahead and start with you. What did you like about the movie? What did you not like about the movie? Would you watch it again? Would you recommend it?
I would probably watch it again. I guess I'll recommend it.
Now, mind you, this is high praise coming from Austin if he says he'd watch it
again. Right.
I thought it was good. It resembles, it represents something that I can't really comment on much because I don't know much of it. Like it really is just, it is a dad story. Like it is something that you hear about, but you can't experience, like you don't know what they're talking about. And you kind of just like, yeah, can I text May now? But, it was a good story and it was funny. I thought the pacing was amazing and it didn't feel as long as it was. Felt like it went by pretty fast. It was good for HBO Max, too. It was very AAA.
God, I heard both of those.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's such a weird movie. But, it was definitely like if a kid was telling it, or, like, I guess a guy retelling it as he remembered it. Because, like, the slide through the air and, like, the ninja kick to the TV and stuff was so weird looking.
It's like a story you're telling your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He flew through the air. But, yeah.
There was a bit of dad
embellishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was good.
Okay. Miss Angel, your final act.
I liked the whole movie. I thought it was fun. I really loved, for me, and being born when I was born, I loved the throwbacks. Obviously, we didn't all experience all of that, but it was still, like, there was a lot of it where you're like, oh, yeah, been there.
Mm-hmm.
The embarrassment, the fucking puffy boots, and even if you were a girl, those boots were not great. Even the dad, like, everything was different in that time. And you felt that when he was telling the story.
Yeah.
There were embellishments, of course. But for the most part, I would say it was pretty spot on. I love the transitions of the movie. I felt like the storytelling was pretty seamless. Like I said before, it's a really great family movie. It's funny. It's fun. But there is a little bit of an emotional connection there at the end. And I don't know, for HBO, and I wouldn't call it an independent movie. I don't know the director, but a smaller movie, smaller budget movie probably.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was fun. It was a great new Christmas movie. I love seeing new movies, and that was fun.
Yeah.
There really wasn't anything I didn't like about it. What's not to like? So, obviously, I will watch it again. I would recommend it, especially to Gen X kids. I think you're going to watch it and be like, oh, my God. Like, I've been there. So, yeah, definitely.
So, this movie hits on so many different levels, especially for Gen Xers. I love the interaction between Neil Patrick Harris and Sophia Reed Ganser. Yeah. Between the dad and the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really love the interaction between them. It's a typical, you know, older dad and younger daughter kind of interaction. It's something that I can relate to because I have a daughter around that age. I love the way that the story was told and kind of how it flowed. You know, just kind of seamless between the present and the past.
Yeah.
This movie had so much nostalgia for me. So much nostalgia. That was my time. You know, I was around that age in that time period, and I wanted a Nintendo. So I felt everything that he felt. I knew everything that he was going through. All of his friends, as kids, we had at least three or four of those types of friends. And it was one thing we didn't talk about was Steve Zahn as the father. Fucking spot on.
I loved him.
He brought the father figure that he did in Diary of a Wimpy Kid to this role and just made it phenomenal. Like, he was the perfect choice.
He's so funny.
He is. He's a great actor.
He plays a really great, not that smart person.
Yes.
Yeah.
So surprises you in the act.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he's stupid. I'm saying he really plays a naive person really well.
Absent-minded.
Got to.
Yeah. But there was so many times in this movie where, you know, I was like, I remember that. Oh my God, I remember that. You know, and it touches. This is our Christmas story.
Yeah, I mean, and you and I talked about that. It was 100% another Christmas story, but updated.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not upset about that.
It wasn't like a comparison.
No, it's far enough removed from a Christmas story to not be a
I still love it. Yeah, I still love it, and I really like this too.
Yeah, because and the so-called, whatever you want to call it, twist at the end, where, because we're all expecting the father to be like, yes, I bought you a Nintendo.
Yeah.
You know?
The light bright. Oh, my God.
God. The Japanese light bright.
That is awesome.
His brother.
I used to want a light bright.
Yeah. I had a light bright.
I loved a light bright. But I used to get in trouble. Much like Legos, light bright pegs really don't feel good to step on.
Yeah.
But I had a light bright that wasn't Japanese and a little less classic looking.
Yeah.
He had the cube.
Yeah, I had the cube, the big one. But what really gets you is that moment at the end where, you know, you are expecting
the gift.
And it turns out the whole time that the story is all about, you know, the bond between a father and son.
Also about these kids getting up to wacky shit.
They did that too.
Yeah, well, and also
they fucking snuck out of a school bus.
And like, that was a good plan.
Like a really good plan.
The vomit was horrible.
I wanted to know your opinion on that.
So bad. I was fine. I knew what was coming. I knew what he was going to do. But the first time he, like,
right on the
exorcist spewed at her, on her, I was like, oh.
And then later on, whenever he started running outside the bus, it was so hard to figure out how like, CG it was and like how practical it was, because it was so hard to tell. It looked so, even if it was real, it looked so fake because it was just coming out so pretty.
But I've done it.
If you look at
the second scene of him vomiting outside the bus, there was some critical errors, because when he turned, you could see it was fake. You could see that it was, like, you could see it was turning into something.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was
fake. Practical effects.
Yes.
Which is what I like, because it makes
true,
it.
But my
yeah.
problem
it was coming out so
that, it was.
That was the only problem
but
I had
again,
with it.
But again, it's, you know, the father telling the story
true.
And polishing.
That was the only problem I had with it, though, was that second time that he stood
yeah.
outside the bus, you could see him turning into it, and it looked fake. You could see that it was not
right.
coming out of his mouth.
Right.
But like
the first one though, when he took on the teacher, I was like, oh my god!
It was so devious. The jacket was crazy.
Putting the jacket over
the
arm,
the blanket, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, like
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
You can't do that now. The alarms
no.
go through the bus.
Yeah.
yeah,
they go over the PA system.
Yeah, they do. But and they don't have cameras back then.
Yeah,
but no, there was just so much.
My
I
bus driver used
it.
To turn off the camera all the time.
See him?
Yeah. He just always had the camera off.
Probably.
And he was like, and he was like
shit.
Yeah, he was like, you know, something happens, I'll report it. Anyways, continue.
But this movie was near flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Near flawless, yeah. I would
in,
do that.
In the okay, in the storytelling, in the script,
yeah.
in the storytelling, it was flawless.
Yeah.
It was such a build up. One thing, and then come to find out, it's
a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing, you know. And then he kind of just brushes off the, you know, how he got the Nintendo.
And he's like, oh yeah, I had to work for that shit,
right? but it's such a good story.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fun.
It was fun to watch,
yeah.
especially for us, because we lived that.
True, and I think it would be fun for kids, because, like, look
at
the shit that was going on.
Right? They can literally look at that
King of the Mountain.
Yes.
Like, played that a lot. Got my ass kicked a lot. Got pushed down a lot of hills.
King of the Hill, though.
Oh, King of the Mountain.
It was King of the Mountain.
And it was always the fucking big kid.
Yeah.
And it was never snow. I never had snow in Washington. But it was a big grassy hill, and I used to get my ass.
That's crazy that, like, from your generation to mine, it telephoned from King of the Mountain to King of the Hill.
People called it different all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, snowball fights and shit. Like,
yeah.
Stuff was so much more serious when we were kids because we didn't have all those other things.
Yeah.
Like, all the kids in the neighborhood, we'd get together, and we'd fucking snowball fight.
Did you wear a helmet?
Snow in the face? That was a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody was
back
in the
80s.
Yeah,
was
the
it
time.
Green? Yes, of course it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never wore a helmet.
No.
I don't wear a helmet now.
Not one time did I wear a helmet or get hit by a car.
The only time you need to wear a helmet is if the bike goes wrong.
I definitely didn't wear a helmet. As a matter of fact, my brother pushed me down a hill on a 10-speed bike that was made for boys, you know, bar across the center, to teach me how to ride a bike. And I broke my Simon and got a concussion because I wasn't wearing a helmet.
Simon. I don't think that's how that works.
It totally is.
But anyway, I really like this movie. I don't think there's anything that I can say I didn't like about it. Even the little minor practical effect
yeah.
type things. I mean, it does
like,
not...
I noticed it, but I didn't notice it.
Yeah, it does.
It's so fucking gross. He's SpaghettiOs at things.
Yeah.
Roughly 9 minutes of throwing up.
Who are you allergic to fucking SpaghettiOs, by the way?
The erasers are my snacks.
but no, none of that really detracts from the movie.
It really doesn't.
Would I watch it again? Absolutely. I mean, it's a fun movie to watch. It's one you can just sit and just watch. You don't have to. You don't have to think. You don't have to. You enjoy it. It's one that you just sit and enjoy.
Watching Dad chase his son through the mall because that
yeah.
was amazing.
That was hilarious.
It was amazing. It wasn't even the kid. It was the dad knocking people out the way.
And throwing them over the edge. Jake.
Just go around every corner.
recommend this movie? Absolutely. Gen Xers, fucking watch this
for
movie.
For sure.
Yes, because you were going to sit there and...
It's going to be your childhood.
Yeah. Again, you may not have every little point of this, but you're going to have at least 3 to 4 out of those friends.
Riding on the back of a banana seat, we all did it.
Yeah.
Running
out of somebody's house because they got in trouble because they did something wrong. super rare ADD disease.
It's so rare.
But it's just, it's a...
My son has something called attention deficit, whatever the fuck.
It's just a fun movie to watch. It's one of those that you can sit down with the family and enjoy it on different levels.
Yeah.
We're enjoying it because it's our childhood, and our kids are enjoying it because they're laughing at our childhood.
Yeah.
It was my childhood, most of it.
I didn't have the social interactions because somebody made me antisocial. That wasn't my fault.
But, I mean, you know, standing at the rich friend's house, hoping that you are let in, you know, trying to be friends with the kid that has everything that his parents spoiled because he's an only child.
Pathological liar.
Oh, my God.
I've known so many people.
Oh, God, so many of those.
So many people that just for some reason they thought it would make them cooler.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Tom Cruise.
My dad owns Microsoft.
Okay.
I've got a robot arm, but you can't see it because it's covered up with skin.
Right? Like, there were so many kids like that, though. Like, the embellishment
stories. I know
your
IP address. I will hack you.
Right?
Yeah.
So different now because, like, you can't lie.
No,
I can figure out everything now.
Oh,
no, that is so true.
But, no, this is a really great movie. I don't know that it'll go down in the annals of history as a classic.
Probably not.
I said annals, not anals.
Shit. I didn't realize. I thought I was leaning back normally. There was wheels on the floor. I was waiting for it to do the little, and it didn't. Almost hit the door.
You know, I'll watch it again this year. I'll probably watch it next year if it comes back out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it'll be one of those that, you know, I'll watch and be like, oh, yeah, I remember this. Probably won't be those ones where I'm like, oh, my God, I got to watch this.
Yeah, I have only one of those movies, and I've already looked it up for the year so I can find it.
It's on HBO Max.
Yes.
Yes, I know, because I looked for it.
Not that movie.
So is mine.
Not that movie.
So is mine. Mine's on HBO Max, too.
Good.
Yeah.
Mine is on Netflix.
Is it?
No.
No?
Yours is on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. So, we'll come down to the end of our show.
Shut the fuck up.
We're down to the end of our show?
We're done.
I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight, for joining us. It was a fantastic show tonight. I hope you guys had fun, all of you that are listening now or that will listen. I hope you will enjoy it.
Enjoy your free 10 minutes, by the way. We love you guys. Have a great night.
All right.
You broke Austin.
I broke Austin. I don't know.
Shut the fuck. Slap my balls and call me Stacy.
don't do that. So that super rare condition we were talking about, no, it's not rare in this house.
No.
I hit my elbow and now it's
anyway,
strawberries.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Sunday night. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. As always, you know, please remember to support your veterans, fire, police, and EMS. They're out there every day putting their lives on the line for you. Remember, stay safe, stay smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on Wicked Curiosity Media, every Sunday night for Movie of the Week, every Tuesday night for Falling from Grace podcast, every Wednesday night for The Cinephiles, and every Friday night for Note by Note. I believe we are having a Falling from Grace on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think Dan's going to join me, and we will have one more before we go on hiatus.
And I believe we are having a Cinephiles Wednesday, and...
I don't know about No by Note.
Don't know about No by Note.
I'll find out. Yeah, I'll find out.
So, anyway. I hope you all have a great night. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Good night.
Germany.
Good night, everybody.
You ever hear people like that?
'Cause it's down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to